Many signs that religion is coming back, Trump says at National Prayer Breakfast. Washington. President Donald Trump spoke at the annual National Prayer Breakfast at the Washington Hilton on February 5th, where he touted his efforts to protect Christians around the world and to bring faith back into public life. The National Prayer Breakfast is an annual event held in Washington, typically on the first Thursday of February. Over the years, the National Prayer Breakfast has grown steadily, becoming a major event. This marked Trump's sixth appearance at the annual event designed to foster unity, faith, and bipartisan dialogue. Trump began his speech by stating that religion is hotter than ever before. "There are many signs that religion is coming back," he said. "I've done more for religion than any other president," Trump said as he opened his remarks. That's not saying much, because not too many presidents have done too much for religion. At the bipartisan event, Trump also turned his attention to lawmakers from the Democratic Party. "I don't know how a person of faith can vote for a Democrat. I really don't," he said. "I know we have some here today, and I don't know why they're here, because they certainly don't give us their vote." Trump touted his policies on foreign affairs, energy, immigration, and the economy. He also took time to praise his cabinet members. "We're bringing the country together," Trump said, pointing to the growing investment in the country. He also highlighted recent U.S. strikes against ISIS terrorists in Nigeria. "When Christians come under attack, they know they're going to be attacked violently and viciously by President Trump," he said. Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele was among the attendees at this year's event. The U.S. president noted his presence, calling him one of my favorite people and a great ally of the United States. After he took office last year, Trump created a faith office in the White House, which is currently led by Reverend Paula White. Speaking at the event, White said that she has witnessed moments with the president that the public never sees. "I've seen his compassion when no one was looking. I've witnessed his generosity when there was nothing to gain," she said. The event's origins date back to the 1930s, when a Methodist minister, Abraham Vereide, organized prayer groups among Seattle's business and civic leaders. After relocating to the nation's capital, Vereide formed similar groups with members of Congress. In 1953, President Dwight D. Eisenhower became the first president to attend the event. Besides the White House Faith Office, Trump also created the Presidential Commission on Religious Liberty. During his speech, which lasted over an hour, Trump announced he would invite all Americans to gather at the National Mall in Washington to pray on May 17th. "We're going to rededicate America as one nation under God," he said. "I've always said you just can't have a great country if you don't have religion." He also highlighted several policies from last year, including an executive order that cut federal funding for public schools promoting gender ideology extremism. His other actions include signing an executive order to address anti-Semitism and establishing a task force at the Department of Justice to address anti-Christian bias. "Religious leaders are respected again," Trump said. "We brought back the word Christmas." Congolese President Félix Antoine Tshisekedi Tshilombo and Nigerian First Lady Oyeyemi Tinubu, both Christians, also attended the event.